Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week I'm going to talk about forgiveness. Now, forgiveness, I think, right at the outset, is something we all know we're supposed to do, is something that is important, is something that we often don't want to do or have a hard time doing. So I want to address this topic not from an angle where I'm going to focus on making you feel guilty for not forgiving people. You know, you better forgive people or, you know, you'll be sorry. You know, that's not what I want to say to you this week. What I want to do is try to encourage you because forgiving others is for our own benefit. It also is the right thing to do. It also glorifies God. It also makes the world a better place. So all of these things are true, but I think that we already know that we're supposed to forgive. I think that we know to some extent that forgiveness is good for us. And the problem becomes, how do we forgive? So let me begin by just kind of spelling out why forgiveness is good for us. And then later on, we'll talk about what is forgiveness. And then I'll show you how the Bible gives us so much help in gaining the ability to forgive. It's something we really can't do well on our own. We need God's help, and the Bible is God's word for us to help us through this process. So when I talk about forgiveness, I'm talking about something that's good for us. We are talking about something that, well, you all know that there have been times in your life that you can probably think of right now where you've had a hard time forgiving someone. Someone did something to you. Someone hurt you. Someone took something from you. Someone mistreated you. Someone talked about you behind your back and spread something ugly about you. And whatever it is, you have it in mind, and you had a hard time forgiving them, or maybe you still have not forgiven them, or something has happened recently, and you're having a hard time with forgiveness. Well, there are consequences to that. There is the fact that you may stay up late at night thinking about it. You have a hard time falling asleep, or you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about what that person did to you, and so it can affect your sleep. And when you're not sleeping well, then you're not able to do as well at your job, or you know, whatever it is, it makes you uncomfortable. It may even be that you're able to sleep well, but during the day you keep thinking about it, and so you can't concentrate and focus on your normal tasks because you're thinking about what that person did to you. And that's not a comfortable feeling. You know, when you're thinking about what someone did to you and you have feelings maybe of anger, you have feelings of just wanting to know why they did what they did and don't they understand how much they hurt me? And those aren't fun feelings to have, right? I mean, who would want to spend their afternoon thinking about how hurt you were by someone else versus spending your afternoon thinking about how much other people love you and care about you and how much you enjoy spending time with other people? Obviously, you'd rather spend your time thinking about and spending your mental energy throughout the day and in the night thinking about how blessed you are in your relationships with others. You don't want to be thinking about how people have hurt you. So we all know that having not being able to forgive someone is harmful to us. It hurts us in many ways. And you probably can also think of an example, maybe similar to the one you were just thinking about, where you have forgiven that person. And oh, what a release, what a burden is off your back. I've forgiven that person, and now I'm not losing sleep over it. Now I'm not using all my mental energy thinking about the hurt and pain. Now I can move on with my life. Now I don't have to focus on that anymore. So forgiveness is liberating to us. It brings freedom. It brings the ability to have more joy and peace in our hearts. So forgiveness, not only is it the right thing to do, but it is something we benefit from. The Bible says the same thing. Jesus says, for instance, in Matthew chapter 5, he says, if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Now, Jesus goes on to talk about forgiveness in a few verses later, and I just want you to see that Jesus talks about loving our enemies. And Jesus isn't doing that just because he wants everyone to be a goody-two-shoes and just do everything right and be the perfect person. Jesus phrases this with this question, if you don't do it, what reward will you get? In other words, there is a reward in it for you. If you will learn to love your enemies, and I think the same principle applies, if you will learn to forgive those who hurt you, if you will bless those who curse you, bless those who persecute you, then there's a blessing in it for you. That's how Jesus begins his great Sermon on the Mount. He talks about all the blessings. Blessed are the peacemakers. Well, forgiveness is part of making peace. So, for they will be called children of God is one of his opening verses in the Sermon on the Mount. So Jesus teaches us about forgiveness and love for enemies in the context of, hey, there's a reward for you. And we all know that it's true. And so when we come to commands about forgiveness, and they run throughout the Bible, what Jesus focuses on forgiveness so much. I mean, it's right in the Lord's Prayer. Jesus says that we are to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." What an amazing line to have there in a prayer that we're supposed to pray something along those lines. I don't think we have to pray it word for word, but we're supposed to pray something along those lines daily because we pray for our daily bread. So daily we're supposed to pray, "God, help us to be forgiving people. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Jesus emphasizes this right after he gives the Lord's Prayer. There's one part of that prayer that he picks out to really bring emphasis on, and that's our forgiving others. So in Matthew 6:14, Jesus says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." That is a powerful verse. I don't know that we really talk about that enough in Christian circles of, if you're not practicing forgiveness, then you need to wonder, has God really forgiven me for my sin? And Jesus is going to come back later on in Matthew chapter 18, and really explain what he's talking about here. And so we're going to do that tomorrow. But I just want you to see that the emphasis Jesus places on forgiveness. Peter comes and asks Jesus, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to seven times?" And Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times." So Jesus puts great emphasis on forgiving others, and we might look at that as some other commands in the Bible. Like, for instance, Jesus says in Matthew 6, "Do not worry." And we can look at that command, "Do not worry," and we can say, "Oh, I would love to not worry, Jesus. Tell me about it. I mean, who wants to worry? That's a command I can see. I would love to follow. I'd love to follow, do not worry. But the question is, how do I do it? Well, Jesus doesn't just say, "Do not worry." When you look at his teaching on worry in Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34, he gives very specific instructions along with that command about how to fulfill it. Here are the things you need to work on so that you can overcome worry in your life. And I've talked about worry in other weeks on this program. But my point is this: when we hear Jesus say, "Forgive others," I think we should kind of have the same reaction. Well, yeah, I want to forgive others. Yeah, there's a reward for me if I forgive others. Yeah, there are all kinds of benefits to me if I forgive others. I'd love to be able to forgive everyone. But Jesus, the question is how? And when we come to Jesus with that question, yes, I want to forgive, but I don't know how, Jesus has a lot to share with us. The Bible tells us a lot of things we need to know so that we can be capable of forgiving, so that we can work on some areas in our life that will get us to the place where now I can forgive others not only seven times, but 77 times. And that's the kind of place that we need to be in. So we're going to talk this week about what is forgiveness, and then step by step, what can we learn and work on so that we're able to forgive and enjoy the reward that's in it for us. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.